Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. The COVID-19 pandemic has made it extremely difficult for some people to access healthy food. Catherine Seifer reports on how one community group has taken action to fight hunger in southern Arizona.
40 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, deep in the Sonoran Desert, is the town of Ajo. The tiny town that neighbors the Tohono O'odham Nation was once home to a copper mine. Now it boasts a growing local art scene. The Ajo Farmers Market and Cafe stands near the town square. Before the pandemic, it sold food and art from local farmers and artists. Back in October, every surface was filled with boxes and bags of produce and dry foods, all of which was given away to families in need. Thanks to COVID-19, food in Ajo was harder to find.
The local grocery stores were emptied out. There was no food in Ajo. And the same happened at Bash's on the reservation. So all the, within 70 miles, there was no food to be found.
Nina Sayovet is the founder and director of the Ajo Center for Sustainable Agriculture, or Ajo CSA.
The regular supply chains and emergency food system as was in place before collapsed.
That's when the Ajo CSA stepped up. For years, the group ran the cafe, a farmer's market, and educational programs. In April, they began a new operation, running a food pantry, distributing 600 boxes in the first week.
In a week, we tripled the efforts, quadrupled the efforts, and the following week we gave out 1,400, almost 1,500 boxes.
Ajo CSA has distributed between 600 and 900 bags and boxes of food nearly every week to families in Ajo and the Tohono O'odham Nation.
People just needed to eat, and it really showed food is important. Food matters.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines food insecurity as lacking consistent access to enough food for an active, healthy life. According to researchers at Northwestern University, food insecurity in the U.S. has doubled since the pandemic began and tripled in households with children. Dion Vega is a Tohono O'odham chef and an Ajo CSA board member. She remembers what it was like in Ajo last spring.
Those were scary times. Something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
While volunteers continue packing food inside, behind the cafe, Chef Joe Hobson is unloading a truck filled with thousands of pounds of beans and squash.
There's a disproportionate availability of just nutritious food pretty much everywhere in the United States.
Hobson works with Crooked Sky Farms in Phoenix. He's been helping supply Ajo CSA with locally grown produce.
Definitely when you come down to Ajo or just different parts of Arizona, there's a huge shift, right? Where you go from a population of 5 million people and you've got grocery stores every other corner.
That isn't the case in Ajo. People don't have access to healthy foods, Sayovet says, so they're forced to turn to unhealthy alternatives.
People didn't want Twinkies or sugary stuff or fatty stuff. They wanted, the number one requested item is fresh produce and fruit.
Terrell Dew Johnson is also a member of Ajo CSA's board. He's a Tohono O'odham artist. He says access to nutritious foods is intrinsically linked to health.
There's a high rate of diabetes and a lot of food-related illnesses on the reservation that are attacking our communities. And it's because we veered away from eating these traditional healthy foods and started eating a lot of processed fried foods.
Recently, I gave Sayovet another call.
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I wanted to know what Ajo CSA had been doing since we last spoke.
What November, December, January brought was another wave of COVID infections.
More infections meant more demand for food. It also strained Ajo CSA's available staff and volunteers as they were exposed to the virus.
We have experienced just a much higher degree of people knocking on our doors and needing food, and we were scrambling on our side.
The group still distributes hundreds of boxes of food each week. Over half goes to families living on the reservation. Since they opened the food pantry in April, Ajo CSA has distributed nearly 1 million pounds of food. Sayovet said Ajo CSA will continue the operation as long as there is a need in the community.
Poverty is a real thing, and we see it here. If it was veiled before slightly, now it's very obvious. And that's why we need to continue doing this help.
Catherine Seifer reporting.